grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley from The Hemp Store, beaming in live from The Hemp Store. Are you there, mate?
You got to turn them up, mate.
Oh, here we go.
I am indeed here up on K Road with the first Thursday, being the first Thursday of the month.
First Thursdays.
And if I have drugs, I can get them checked at the hemp store until 7 p.m. Is that correct?
You sure can. Yeah, we've got the lovely people from the Drug Foundation here. They're all set up and are already testing various mystery crystals and stashes of weed and what have you. And that's going. We're going to 7, so people can bring them in and get tested, and then you can make informed choices and stay safer compared to the random lottery of not really knowing what you get.
I can't remember if I've asked this before, but can they test magic mushrooms?
I think they'd give it a go. We should get them on at some point. I feel like sometimes plant matter itself can be a little bit hit and miss.
Yes.
They could probably certainly give it a go.
Okay. Hey, now, Chris, I thought we should start off Marijuana Media this week, where we look at cannabis in the media, with a short clip of Chloe Swarbrick talking about the police helicopter springing into action on the East Coast looking for cannabis crops in the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle. Turn it up and we'll see if we can hear it.
The Green Party's appalled that police continued carrying out an aerial cannabis operation while communities nearby were smashed by Cyclone Gabrielle. And the police minister tells One News she'll be meeting with police to get some answers. Here's senior political reporter Benedict Cons.
After Cyclone Gabrielle took lives and devastated communities, police officers were using aircraft to hunt cannabis plants nearby.
It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing. If you're to talk about where priorities are during a climate change-charged emergency, it should be in responding to the urgent and immediate needs of people on the ground, not going up and playing tin soldier in the sky, spraying down cannabis plants. Can you imagine a worse waste of resources than the police going up in shoppers and targeting small cannabis crops?
Some people, though, they'll look at this, they'll say cannabis is still illegal, the police should be up there destroying their plants, even after a cyclone. What would you say to that?
It's not an effective use of time nor money. It's having no meaningful impact on supply chain.
Chris, did you catch that?
You turned him down.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know.
There you go.
She couldn't have, couldn't really put it any better. And I think most people would be absolutely aghast to hear that this is what the police have been up to at this particular moment, in this particular time. It is. It's absolutely incredible. And we hear it normal. You know, we've received these same reports from people down on the East Cape and in Cottamandu. Particularly, those two places have been had the police helicopters doing, their spraying and then following up with teams and things. And, both those areas, along with Auckland and Northland, and other parts, have been absolutely hammered. And, I think people expect that the police will be part of a recovery effort, not using the opportunity to go around and harass people and potentially jail them or even take their property off them. I'm just absolutely incredulous over it. I really am. I thought, and we've talked about this in the lead up to summer, that there was still this funding available, very small amount, it's only about $700,000 for the entire country, but individual police provinces were able to bid for it and say, well, we want to do it. And the word that we heard back then, pre-Christmas, was only three provinces were had put their hands up for some of that money. And they always keep that a bit of a secret, but now it seems we know at least two of them. The East Cape and Coromandel. So if people have got some sightings of them in another province there, do let us know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked. Who in the police would have thought that this was a good idea to do at that time when people are just doing it tough? It sucks.
Yeah, It really shows the blinkered thinking that's characterised the entire war on drugs, where they lose sight of the goal, which is to help people and protect people.
Yes.
You know, that's supposedly the goal of drug laws, but in the process, they screw up people's lives. And it's no surprise, really, that they're kind of doing it. If people don't know what they're up to, that they're spraying Roundup. That's been dyed blue. It's a special formulation that they used to spray in Hawaii too, but they've stopped it there. It's got a sort of gelling agent in there, so it sticks on and it's kind of bright blue. And the police say, well, therefore people know not to consume it. The problem is that some organised crime types, whatever, with less scruples perhaps, they'll just find a way to kind of clean it up, and in particular, making an oil or a concentrate or that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing they do with it. And we hear these reports every year, this sort of stuff circulating. So, particularly for medical people, but actually for anyone who's going to consume cannabis and you're a bit kind of iffy about it, it's really important that you're able to get that tested. And at the moment, so we have testing going on, and you asked me before about the mushrooms, and cannabis is a little bit like that. It's a lot more complicated to actually test because it's plant material, and we've got all that, the kind of actives held in the kind of matrix of all sorts of other things. The standard machine they use, the FTIR, it's great for substances that people typically use at parties and things, but when it comes to cannabis, it has less utility. And you need a different method, high-performance liquid chromatography, HPLC. That sort of machine is complicated to work and expensive and not mobile and all that kind of thing. Mm. So cannabis testing really, to be of use for people, particularly medical users and people in the countryside that might be offered this tainted, poisoned cannabis that the police are out there poisoning, you really need a mail order service where people can just send in a gram or whatever and get it tested and then check a website to get a result like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think this actually is, especially with what Chloe has revealed of what the police are up to, this sort of thing is more and more urgent now here in New Zealand.
Mm.
We have this great testing service out of the drug petition and know your stuff and the medical exchange and what they're doing. But unfortunately, it's not quite covering cannabis consumers to the same extent. So, it'd be great to see maybe in the budget coming up, a bit of funding for one of these machines that I was telling you about, the HPLC, and, a bit of resourcing put into protecting people who are using cannabis, which is a huge chunk of New Zealand.
Of course. Now, Chris, what else has been happening in the media this week as far as cannabis is concerned?
Well, great story in News Hub, actually, last Sunday. They did a really extensive one on the four most common ailments the cannabis clinics around New Zealand are seeing in patients. And they went and talked to all the clinics, actually, which I thought was really cool. So actually, it's the kind of thing that you could even show your doctor or show a family member or something who's a bit reluctant. It's on News Hub of last Sunday. So here in Auckland, you've got Graham Goldbranson at Canacare. You've got the Cannabis Clinic in Takapuni, bringing doctors in Cannaplus and Ponsonby. You've got Stormy doing it online. So there's plenty of opportunity. In fact, they all go online and by phone and that. So News Hub went and talked to them all. And what are people actually using it for? Because you're talking about 1 in 20 New Zealanders that are using medical cannabis right now. So what is it? Well, it's chronic pain. No surprise there, I guess. So that's the number one. Anxiety, number two, depression or low mood, number three, and insomnia or sleeping difficulties, number four. And what I like about the suicide story is that in each of these conditions, they've gone off and talked to the university and some doctors and things, and there's a bunch of studies and a bit of discussion about it there. So again, that's why I think it's really good that you can, it's the kind of thing you can show other people. But having said that, a lot of doctors are still not prescribing, and a lot of patients aren't aware that they can actually get a prescription. I tell people about it every day here in the shop, and they're just mind blown, like, you mean I can get a prescription? And then we show them all their contact details, and they're off, almost a hop, skip and a jump, because they're so happy at the prospect that they can actually get it legally prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get it legally prescribed, like me, it means that you can use it in public or what have you. If you need to have your medication, You know, I sometimes find crowds a bit stressful. So when I went to a concert recently, I took my medical cannabis with me and just showed it at the security and took it in and consumed it in there. So it's the kind of thing that people can do if they go get their prescription. So I fully encourage that. And in fact, a good study, just on a slight tangent, a study came out of Sydney this week, out of Australia, and they looked at a similar thing. What are the common conditions? And they looked at how effective it was. And it's all good, it turns out. So, go get your prescription. I can't implore people enough.
Excellent. Now, I guess we've got some other news on different sorts of drugs, but firstly, why is New Zealand seeing so many record-breaking drug busts?
Well, that is a question posed in the Herald this week, and it's a bloody good question, of course, and it comes down to, really, prohibition. No surprise there, but you make something really and profitable. And even though it's illegal, there'll always be people who want to ship that over here. And New Zealand, due to our isolation, and we've ended up with some very high prices for certain smuggled drugs.
Yes.
And that makes it very attractive to the global organized crime cartels and things like that. And that's exactly what's going on. And these shipments are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And ones that a few years ago were setting records are now kind of happening quite regularly. So, it's not good, I've got to say.
Mm.
But certainly when there was another study that came out looking at the effects, the public health effects of cannabis legalization, and they found that it was acting as a good substitute for those other drugs in places where it's legal in America, and particularly reducing use of alcohol and reducing the use of other drugs.
Mm.
So, there you go. Make it legal to make it safer for everyone.
There you go.
Nice. And you've also you've sent through a story regarding Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, this is hilarious. So again, this was in the Herald, and good on them. And this has actually been floating around kind of cannabis circles for a while, but you kind of dismiss things as a bit, oh, that's a conspiracy, or is it particularly, I don't know, yeah, okay, whatever. But what it is that Coca-Cola, and everyone knows, of course, it's got coca in the name. And coca, of course, is the coca plant, as a source of cocaine. And people have always sort of joked, whatever, that coke used to have cocaine in it, or a coca extract, and then they replaced it with caffeine or whatever. But turns out, all these years, it has still had a coca extract in there. And Coca-Cola formed a subsidiary, a pharmaceutical company based in New Jersey, and they have the sole license to import coca into America. I believe it comes out of Bolivia, just like the your matching powder. And they extract all the cocaine out, and they put the non-cocaine, the Coca-Cola, and then their pharmaceutical company sells the actual cocaine to dentists to use in dental things.
Wow, that high-grade laboratory
Coca-Cola,
cocaine.
Biggest or only really legal cocaine dealer in America. It turns out it's true.
It's Coca-Cola.
Wow.
The biggest cocaine dealer in the States.
The biggest pusher in the game.
Wow.
It's pretty out there, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. But having said that, they're doing it legally. They're paying their taxes. I'm sure it's all quality control and things like that.
Yeah, totally.
So, it's probably an argument for legalization more than anything.
Yeah.
And showing you how it can work and how you can actually do it. You know, it doesn't seem like they've caused any issues with supplying all this cocaine to dentists. No one's been complaining about it.
Yeah.
So, they've probably been going, oh, that's surprising. But anyway, we won't talk too much about that. So, moving on, and this back to Chloe, in fact, Chloe Swarbrick, last night in Parliament, her alcohol harm reduction bill came up, or harm minimisation bill, and this was to get the alcohol pushers out of the sports clubs and the sponsoring of community facilities and events, and, and really kind of associating healthy and cool lifestyles with their toxic drug. And so unfortunately, that failed at the first reading, which was really unfortunate. It was made a conscience vote, so MPs were free to vote however they want.
Mm-hmm.
And but all of the National Party bloc voted against it, and which is very disappointing. So they don't do conscience votes, it turns out. They do what the headquarters tells them.
Oh, wow.
And whereas I think most Labour MPs voted for it, some didn't, da-da-da. So the bill failed. But as Chloe pointed out, then that's the medical cannabis bill, and in fact, the Labor's medical cannabis bill too. Yes. They all block voted against it. And so this is what you can expect, I think, in the future about any of these sorts of issues. They might talk about having a conscience vote, and they might talk about freedom and personal responsibility and paying tax and all those sorts of things, but they will still all block vote against any kind of drug law reform, including reducing the harm from alcohol.
That sucks.
So anyway, that's probably rounding up the news for the week. But people want to get their stuff tested and know what they're taking and that, come on down to the shop tonight, first Thursday, or you can check out the level to find any other testing clinic that's going on as well. They do kind of happen all around the country or in other times around them. And the other thing coming up is J-Day, of course, 6th of May, Albert Park, proudly presented by the Hemp Store and all. And do come down to J-Day. That's going to be great. And in fact, in 2 weeks, though, the warm-up to J-Day really is 420 Day. That was actually on a Thursday. So it's Marijuana Media 420 Day
yes!
in 2 weeks. We'll have to do something, guys.
We certainly will, Chris.
Yes. So it's April 20, Thursday. We'll do something for that. And then May the 6th is J-Day.
All right, mate. We'll see you next. We'll see you next Thursday. Good luck at the shop tonight. As Chris
Thank
said,
you.
Get your drugs tested there until 7 p.m. And shop, bro.
All right. Stay safe.
Okay, mate.
Cheers, bro. Thank you very much. Happy Easter.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.